This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It's not every day that folks in our community here are arrested for standing up for what they believe in, but that's exactly what happened here not too long ago. Jennifer Connor joins me in studio, and Brian Buckley is on the phone to share their experiences. Good afternoon to both of you.
Hello.
Hi.
Jennifer, let's just start with you. What exactly happened? I don't know all the details about this. All I know is that there were some folks protesting the war in Iraq who did something over at Virgil Good's office, and next thing you know, they're in jail. You were one of those people, as was Brian, who's on the phone. Fill us in. What happened?
Well, this is part of the National Occupation Project, which seeks to speak out against the illegal occupation of Iraq. So over the month of March, across the country, people have been protesting and sitting in at their representatives' offices saying, we want the war to stop now and we don't want any more funding for this endless occupation.
So this is actually something that's going on around the country. This isn't unique to Charlottesville's downtown mall.
This is true. And so in Charlottesville, throughout March, every Wednesday, we protested at Virgil Good's office. And every Wednesday, people took in requests, letters saying that we wanted him to vote against the war appropriations. And at the end of the business day, we said we were going to stay until we got word from him that he was going to talk with us, that he was going to consider this request. And
So you didn't say you were going to stay in there until he decided to vote to get the troops out. You decided, let's stay here until we hear from him.
Well, we wanted him to vote to stop the war appropriations, yeah. But it would have been good to hear something from him. We basically heard nothing from him throughout the course of those weeks. But we did stay until closing, and then were asked to leave and refused to leave, saying we want to be heard. We want to know our voices are heard. And we were then arrested. 11 people in total over the course of the month.
Now, I've been in that office before. I believe he only has the one person who's there. Isn't it just the one person who's there, or are there more people, his staff, in other words, that's in the Charlottesville office?
He has one staff person who is very courteous.
Yeah, she's very nice, actually.
Yes, and she put calls through to Virgil for us, to Representative Good, saying, people are here, they want to talk to you. And I believe he gave orders, you know, to call the police at the end of the day.
So he never actually got on the phone with any one of your group?
No. He basically remained silent as people called in requesting meetings, called in requesting conversations. He basically did not respond.
Has he ever responded to the protests that you had there at his office?
He sent out a round of form letters, which did not really say very much. So I don't feel like I know he's hearing us. I know he's hearing that we want him to represent us and to stop, you know, funding this war. But he hasn't really directly commented, even to press, when press has tried to talk to him.
Brian, how did you find yourself one of those 11 people that was in that office that evening?
I guess I was deeply troubled years ago when we first went to Iraq, and I was troubled years before that with sanctions, and I think it's the civilian populations that are caught between, or that are caught in the crossfire of sanctions when the extremes are trying to be deposed. Now we're trying to depose the power of Islamic extremism, but instead we have strengthened that, and the people, the civilians who live in Iraq, are the ones who are suffering. I was in Iraq 2 years ago. I was able to meet with Iraqis. I was able to hear them say, we love America, but we don't love this war, and we don't love George Bush, and we don't want these troops here. And so, I mean, I had personal convictions that I heard from people that have led me to be a voice for those who can't be a voice in this country. As you know, we went to court, 11 of us, last Friday, and there were two crimes that were being tried. One, the court was trying us for trespassing, for sitting in an office on a couch for, you know, a few minutes after closing time. The crime that we were trying to bring up was the crime of genocide, the crime of fueling a war that is killing and displacing hundreds of thousands of people, and is destroying the bridge between our cultures, a bridge that needs to be restored, a bridge that needs to be preserved and not obliterated. And too often, I think we are fueling this fire of fear that is distancing us from each other. and this global community, we can't really afford to distance ourselves from each other anymore. I think we need to enjoy each other's cultures and learn from each other.
We're talking with Jennifer Connor and Brian Buckley, two folks who were arrested in Virgil Goode's office for protesting American occupation in Iraq. And the phone lines, of course, folks, are open at 977-1070. Chris has a different view. Chris in Greenbrier is on the line. Chris, go right ahead.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Very good. Thanks for the call.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, speak my opposition to what you all are trying to do and suggest that maybe you read some of Churchill's memoirs and see what grace people treat you with when they find out how wrong you are. And only time will tell this. Only time's going to tell who's wrong on which side or the other. I'm glad you have your views, and I'm glad you're convicted in your views. I just hope you see what grace that you'll be handled with when you find out how wrong you are.
And Chris,
and then I'll hang up and listen. Thank
Chris,
you.
Well, I'm don't leave us yet. Well, I guess he did. Jennifer, you want to respond to that?
I just wanted
to get a little bit more of what he meant by the grace that you'll be responded with.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand that. But speaking to history, this was something that came up in the courtroom in our trial last Friday. In addressing these charges, I spoke to history. I think in the long run, history is going to be on the side of those who dissented and spoke out for the people of Iraq and for our soldiers who were there. But I said to the judge, this is not enough for history to be on the side of dissent because people are dying now. I mean, the number, the body count for troops is up to it's over 3,200 now, and so if we don't listen to dissent now, if we don't use our freedom and listen to the voice of dissent and critique, then we're going to be in trouble. And history may vindicate us, but it's not enough.
Brian, let me ask you. Let me play devil's advocate here. There are some folks who are saying, yes, probably wasn't a great idea for us to go in and let that genie out of the bottle, but we can't afford to pull out now. It would be a Rwandan bloodbath if we left now. There's violence there now, but at least it's not as bad as it would be if the Americans left.
Right. Yeah, that's an excellent point to make, and it's one that I have struggled with. I don't think that leaving totally without any type of support is the way to go, but I think our mere presence there is causing a lot of the strife, and I think any collaboration with a U.S. model type government is causing a lot of the strife as well. We have the largest embassy being constructed there in the world, in the history of the U.S. We have 8 military bases being constructed there. So it's not a matter of, you know, do we leave now and let them wither and die, but we pull out our interests. We don't so heavily fortify ourselves in that country with a long-term regional interest that is clearly using the new Iraqi government to U.S. gain, that we are using that country to gain the resource of oil, and we do not have the interest of stability in Iraq as a priority. I think it may be something that few people are interested in who are in power, but I don't think it is the interest. I don't think it is the priority. And I clearly, I think it's a bad idea to, you know, pick up everything and leave. That wouldn't do anyone any good. But I think some type of power and authority and resource could be put in the hands of an Arab League or some regional group of people or a body of, you know, politics that would have the region's interests more at hand than we do, because we clearly have the resource of oil, I think, is our top priority. That's causing a lot of problems.
We're hearing the views of Jennifer Connor and Brian Buckley, two of the 11 who were arrested in the office of Virgil Goode not too long ago. Bob is on the line in Rutgersville. Bob, you're on. Go right ahead.
Hi, everybody. I want to, first of all, say how thankful I am to the troops that have done the job to depose Saddam Hussein and his regime, to give the people of Iraq the exact same opportunity that you two have taken advantage of. And before, they didn't have that. And I would like both of you two to consider, or at least respond to my question, is what do you believe the long-term effect would be if we pulled out and we didn't have a presence there? And would the Iraqi people be better off without our presence there? That's the real, you know, they talk about the bloodbath that may occur, or I believe that inevitably will occur, with the Islamists using that region as a launching point. So So just consider that, the long-term effect of us not being there.
Bob, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. And the phone lines are open at 977-1070 if you'd like to join this conversation. I think Brian did speak to that by saying that he didn't recommend a full 100% withdrawal of troops, that there should be some American presence there. Would you agree with that, Jennifer? Or
I think that in looking at the long-term effects of us being there, we can look back to 10 years of U.S. sanctions on Iraq, which destroyed infrastructure. We can look back to the first Gulf War, to the use of depleted uranium weapons, which are still present there, and to the current war that's been going on for years now. Yeah, the long-term effects are pretty bad of us being in that region. So changing our course is going to be tough, but we have to start now.
And I'm not so sure about the sense of democracy, that we're bringing democracy and we're improving the lives of Iraqis by bombing their country, by destroying their infrastructure, by closing down certain media, newspapers, radio, television. That's not democracy to me. And I think that if we were to see what we're doing in the name of democracy, that is so very undemocratic, we would be startled. And we would realize, I don't think that these soldiers are sacrificed, are being sacrificed, or are killing for democracy or freedom. They, in fact, are fighting to secure a resource, and I think that is the dominant priority that is fueling this war.
And speaking to democracy, I mean, we are at our representative's office demanding to be heard, and it's our right to be heard. So where is our democracy in this country? Virgil Good has a history of, he's opposed torture at the School of the Americas. He's opposed NAFTA because he didn't want foreign entanglements. But now he's doing what in supporting the war in Iraq? And his constituents oppose it, but he's voting for more funding. I mean, this is not my democracy.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WINA, Charlottesville right now. We're talking with Jennifer Connor and Brian Buckley, two local residents who were arrested protesting at the office of Virgil Good. And we invite you to join this conversation and express your views. The phone number is 977-1070. Mac is on the line in Charlottesville. Mac, go right ahead.
Hi, I'm calling from the cell phone. Hope I don't break up.
You sound great.
I just wanted to say that I support them for standing up for what they believe and expressing their opinion. And it reminds me a lot of Vietnam all over again. And everything right now, to me, has the same smell as the Nixon administration in the Vietnam era. And I don't buy the bloodshed theory. It's going to be bloodshed if we big pull out. Because look at Darfur. I can't pronounce it. But there's 200,000 civilians have died there already. And, you know, why aren't we in Darfur?
Excellent question. I think there's a lot of folks who would love to see some more peacekeeping in the Darfur region of Sudan. We're talking with Jennifer Connelly and Brian Buckley. Mac, thank you so much for the phone call. Are you still with us, Mac?
Yeah.
Where were you during Vietnam? Were you a student at the time?
Just finishing up high school. My year was the first year that didn't have to fill the draft.
Wow.
I was lucky, very lucky.
Yeah, you were lucky. Mm-hmm. Tell us, what when you say this is like back then, what exactly do you mean? What are you referencing?
Well, I'm thinking this administration compared to the Nixon administration has the same odor, the same smell, the same tone. There's an awful lot of misinformation, awful lot of bad control. I think this is a bad administration.
Thank you so much, Mac. We appreciate you sharing your view. Jennifer, any final thoughts? We've got about a minute left.
Well, again, I think Virgil Good is either, I don't know, he's majorly confused because his record is not of opposing foreign entanglement is not leading him to let us withdraw from this bloody situation. It is a bloodbath there. A bridge was blown up there today. There was a bomb detonated in Parliament today, in the Parliament building today in Baghdad. It's a bloodbath now, so we need to stop now.
Brian, final thoughts?
Yeah, I think the sense that what would life be like if we weren't there, I don't think it's fair for the United States to wage its war against Islamic extremism in an unwilling host country. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11, and I think that that was used often to justify our invasion of Iraq. There's no correlation. And for the Iraqi people to suffer and have this war and host this war unwillingly in their land is a war crime, because hundreds of thousands of people are being are suffering because of it.
Brian, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Brian Buckley and Jennifer Connor, two of the 11 who were arrested in the office of Virgil Goode. We're up against the clock, folks, so...
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.